I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. As part of the sister city relationship between Kathmandu and Eugene, there will be a benefit for the Nepal earthquake survivors at the First Christian Church in Eugene on Sunday afternoon, May 24th. There will be dance, music, and speakers, including Eugene Mayor Kitty Piercy, and the proceeds will benefit the earthquake relief efforts of Embracing the World, a global charity project. With me in the KLCC studios is Arun Toke, editor of the international youth magazine Skipping Stones and a chief organizer of the event. Thanks for coming in, Arun.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, beyond the headlines of 7,500 deaths and 15,000 injuries, can you give a sense of the level of need and devastation in Kathmandu from this?
Many, many, many villages have totally been wiped out. Lots of big buildings have gone down. I understand the damage extent is something like between $40 and $50 billion. It's going to take many, many years to rebuild Nepal.
What do you see about this in terms of the human impact on Kathmandu's community?
When you have 127 earthquakes in the last 1 month, that is a big human emotional toll, because you never know whether this little tremor is going to be a big one.
Well, money is obviously needed in the rebuilding effort, but it needs to be effective money spent as well as just being money. Talk about Embracing the World, the charity project through whom the money will flow on this benefit.
Embracing the World is basically headed by a spiritual teacher who is known as Amma, Mother of All, and she inspires people to volunteer. So the money that you donate to Embracing the World goes many-fold, because most of the people who are doing actual work are volunteers. They are not getting paid. So, for example, they had pledged $23 million per tsunami in the Indian Ocean, but the impact was more like $40 million. They also worked in Japan, and then when there was an earthquake in Kashmir and Gujarat, they rebuilt whole villages. And that's what I like about this group. They do work with the immediate relief, but then they go on to rebuild the villages, rebuild the communities. They have built something like 100,000 homes, mostly in India, but they also have orphanages in Nairobi and in Haiti.
Some of the greatest need is long after the disaster, when it's fallen from the headlines and people forget that immediate rush of relief.
I totally agree. And that's where I feel so good about this organization.
Who will be participating in terms of music and dance and speakers?
Mostly they are local artists, but they're amazing artists. There is a student from UO. She is from Brazil, Priscila. She is a wonderful classical pianist. Then we have a Spanish music group, Taller de Son Jaraco, Jessica Zapata and her friends. We also have our children's librarian, Jeff Defty, also known as Jeff Erickson Allen. He will perform cello with classical guitarist Horace McDowell.
There's a sister city relationship between Kathmandu and Eugene that goes back 40 years now. How does that relationship contribute to this effort?
I know that the city is providing some money to Kathmandu as a part of Sister City project. I'm not really involved in the Sister City project, but I can feel it. I'm from India, and Nepal is just the next door neighbor to us. Most of the people in Nepal are Hindus, just like I am. So it is many different levels of touching of heart that comes through for me. There are lots of people in Eugene who have had a direct connection with Nepal, and you will see that through this particular performance here. And of course, all the musicians and performers, they are donating their time and energies and skills at no cost. The church has donated their space, so there are no costs. Everything that we generate on this day will go, all of it, 100% will go to support the work there. It's a totally heartfelt donation that we are asking for. Entrance is free. food is free and music is free.
Thank you so much for what you're doing and for coming in today.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Arun Toke, editor of Skipping Stones magazine and one of the event organizers for a benefit for earthquake survivors in Eugene's sister city of Kathmandu in Nepal. The benefit will take place at the First Christian Church in Eugene on Sunday, May 24th from 4 to 6 p.m. There will be speakers, dance, and music, with all donations supporting the Nepal earthquake relief efforts of Embracing the World, a global charity project. For more information on Embracing the World, visit amma.org. And for more on the event, email arun@skippingstones.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.